Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Do I have a vagina?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
If you have to ask yourself.
Mark. Yeah. If you're looking in the mirror at yourself there, Mark, and you say,
do I have a vagina?
You do. All right.
Mark Lundholm, man. You keep your job for another week. You do nothing, look through the window, voyeuristic prick.
You answered your own question.
Curtis Matthews with us, too. Mark Lundholm, they're at the funnybone.omaha.com is the website for tickets tonight for one more show, the Addicts Tour.
Yeah, and the show last night, grateful to the group that came out, yep. You know.
They were digging it, huh?
Yeah, they were a Saturday night crowd. They were cuckoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
How much coffee did you go through, Kauf?
Oh, we had 2 100-cup percolators, and
people
I don't think we threw
coffee?
That much All right. out. All
right. That was just in the green room.
Yeah.
With his Red Bull on
His vagina.
And his vagina.
God, I deserve that one.
That's okay. It was a nice story. We turned it into something home.
And when Mark and Curtis come to town, are there a record number of people out on the patio smoking?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it weighs it down.
There is like
surprise doesn't collapse into the taco bar.
There is a cloud of smoke over the club.
She said, first thing I walk in last night, she goes, hey, come here. Did you see my sign?
What's this?
On the door to the patio, the glass door, it says, use the ashtray.
Oh,
ashtray's
really?
Underlined.
Oh, man.
Right?
People throw them off the roof?
No, they just stand there and stamp them out. And then
you alcoholics. Straighten your ass off.
And they did. I yelled at a couple of people. Yeah. I put up my signs.
Yeah.
All is well.
The first time we came to Omaha, this was funny. I looked out in the crowd, and I just saw a big plume of smoke.
Oh, back when you could smoke
somebody
in
was
club.
No, somebody was vaping.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, because we're like, hey, that's kind of smoking. Maybe you shouldn't, unless the club said, like, what? You know, typical. We don't follow rules.
No,
so.
Yeah.
A lot of vaping, too.
Do you remember when the club was at next
the old
to
club.
Divots?
Old club, yeah.
And you could smoke in it at one point. I've come in here that long.
Yeah.
And I would, by the time I got on stage.
I bet you it was pretty bad.
It was
especially on the
thick.
The Addicts nights, right?
You know how the plane takes off and it pulls through the clouds and then it hits clear?
Yeah.
That was the stage. You'd get to the point you go, oh, up here the air is rare, right?
Yeah,
but
weird.
And then they have a non-smoking section.
Oh, I know.
I know.
You know, you want to sit in smoking or do you want to sit in coughing?
I know.
Right? Because the smoke knows where to go.
It is crazy.
Oh, it's hilarious.
We all live that way.
Yeah. I honest to God, the next day after working at a club like that or the bone where people would smoke, everybody smokes in the Midwest anyway.
Right, yeah.
So I would open the closet in the hotel room and I would hear from my shirts.
Oh, Craig's looking back on the good old days.
Hey, Forlorn, what's going on over there?
Nah, don't talk to me.
What's up?
You want to play Who's Older?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know how to play Who's Older, Mark?
Oh, I sure do. Why? What are you doing later?
Yeah.
You want to see my vagina?
Once again.
No.
Our comedian buddy, Greg Morton, Canadian Greg Morton. You guys know Craig at all? You ever seen him? He's a headliner. Like you don't run into each other. But back last summer, we asked him if he wants to play Who's Older, and he didn't know how to play the game. And he said it's called Who's Older.
Now, to look at the guy.
You wouldn't think he's mentally handicapped.
Well, and you wouldn't think he's Canadian.
No, no, he's a black man.
Yeah, because he's a black guy.
Right.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah. He's also a
what
dumb guy.
What position does he play?
But he said, I don't know how to play. How do you play Who's Older? So we just ask people, do you want to play Who's Older? Yeah. You got to play.
Now,
it.
We do have rules.
Oh, yeah. I'll grab that later.
But that may take a while to bring those up.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to play Who's Older. Portia de Rossi, it's her birthday today.
That's Ellen's partner, right?
Yeah. Yes. And Minnie Driver, it's her birthday today.
Both hot. I like Minnie Driver.
I do, too. I like that new show she's on.
You said she's
Speechless,
good in that. Yeah,
I think it's called.
And that kid's really got that. What's he have? MS?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's it on?
One of the major channels that's not CBS.
I think it's ABC.
Yeah, oh, I think it is, too.
It's a network show.
Yeah. Yes. I'd say Minnie Driver's older.
I would say that, too.
I'll say Minnie Driver's younger.
Curtis,
you're here, too.
Yeah. I was just thinking about Minnie Driver.
Mark,
sorry.
I know, the game is not called Who's Younger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Portia de Rossi is older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minnie Driver is older by 3 years.
All right. You lost, Curtis.
Damn it.
You suck at this game.
Yeah. Damn it.
Let's play a game called Who's Whiter?
This room.
Yeah. Let's play Whose Jokes Are Older.
I could get snowblind in this one.
Mark would win that.
Oh, I don't know.
Colleen Zazing.
Didn't Lundholm say he thought Minnie Driver was younger? Or did I miss
he did. Yeah, he did.
He did.
He did. So
I lost.
As did
wrong.
I. I said the same thing, but I said
I
older.
Yeah, you lost too.
Those guys were both wrong. We were right.
Right.
I feel like we just started playing kickball.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
this
we like
serious.
We brag about stupid stuff. Oh, we get this wrong a lot, but when other guys get it wrong, we ride them.
You got your game face on, don't you, there, hacker?
I'm not playing.
He knows. I'm only
the ref.
He reads it.
I'm only the officiant of the game. I don't care who wins.
Craig invented.
Well, you know what?
Craig
You're
invented
a snooty
the game,
dude.
I can be.
Yeah.
Craig invented the game.
Yeah, but obviously we need to explain the rules to Lundholm too, because he went, "Who's the game is not who's younger,
it's who's older."
Yeah.
Point taken, man. I'm going to go back to Canada.
Yeah.
Do we need to play the rules for him?
No, I got to find
him. All right. And for the record, something that came up earlier today.
Yeah.
Spam is chopped pork shoulder meat mixed with ham. 90% of spam is pork from a pig's shoulders. The remaining 10% or so comes from the pig's buttock and thigh, better known as ham.
Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know the percentage.
Yeah.
There are no non-meat fillers. They are not allowed pig snouts, lips, or ears.
Okay, I'll say that the pork shoulder meat is older.
Exactly. The pork buttock.
Yeah, is older? Are you taking the other end there?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Because you can't say it's younger, evidently.
It
fries people's bacon.
Let it go, Mark. It's their show.
Okay, that's a lot less byproduct.
Here it is.
I thought.
Here's the rules to who's older.
Who's older? Who is older? One guy was born before the other. That makes him older. Who's older?
All right, here we go. Yeah. Who's older? Who is older? One guy was born before the other.
Get that?
That makes him older.
Yes.
So who's older?
All right.
Craig.
Is this
the
stupidest thing?
I know. It is. That's not even us. This is not a highly produced show, obviously. It's our listeners do that.
Did he send you that?
Yep, ain't us. It's really stupid. But we don't even vet it. Oh, that's okay. Let's play it.
Do you play the game just to run that jingle?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
That's going to be
sometimes,
in my head all day.
Yeah. Who's older?
Yeah, we got a slow jam master in Joplin, Missouri that just drops those on us from time to time.
Master works right here.
Oh, no, they're horrible.
Right.
Oh, God.
They're horribly bad, and he knows that.
But masterful by this show standards.
Yeah. Well, that's lowering the bar. Yeah.
That's true.
I'll say that Todd is older.
All right.
You'd be correct.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. Wow. Although we weren't playing the game. So you're a little misguided there.
Boy Scouts of America lifting their ban on transgender boys.
Yeah, that surprised me, man.
They said that they will start accepting applicants, quote, based on the gender identity indicated on the application.
Now, can local Cub Scout troops deny people because they're,
the Boy Scouts of America.
All right, good. That's a blanket policy?
This comes down from
lifting
high above?
Their ban.
All right.
So there's no local jurisdiction?
Come on. You know
the Boy Scouts of America.
So guy in some little shorts can still tell a kid he can't join, though?
Locally. I'll say that boy is older than cub.
Boy Scouts are older than spam.
Yeah. Hey, he's right there.
He may be right, yeah.
He's right there, yeah. All right. Well, good for them. That's a good thing.
Yeah. It was in 2013 They lifted their ban on openly gay scouts. A couple of years later, they also revoked their ban on gay adult leaders.
Boy, slow down. You're going too fast there.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Might become inclusive. What the hell?
There was never a ban on closeted.
No, gay adult. They invented those outfits.
Or extra camping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Boy Scouts were don't ask, don't tell for years?
I kind of were.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were.
Yeah, because if you did tell.
You're out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Couple of notes for the Deadpool. California Governor Jerry Brown continues to be treated for prostate cancer.
He's cool.
He's going to get renewed radiation treatment.
All right. So that's keep on your draft board then.
Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega on house arrest to undergo brain surgery.
He's been in jail since when? The 80s?
Reagan put him in jail.
89.
Yeah, 89. Okay. Do you have Noriega? You got it.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I'm one of the few people. I've had him on my list for years.
Well, I think a lot of people don't remember him.
Okay.
Like you do.
That's kind of why I had him on my list.
Greg's older.
it scares me that you've had a Deadpool list.
Well, we all do.
Oh, we have draft. Oh.
Yeah, we've been playing this
game. There's a draft
game.
Board. You have, I mean, throughout the year, when you hear that someone might not be doing well to the point of untimely demise, you write it down, and then at the end of the year, when it's time to come up with your new list, you kind of look into all these things and say, which of these am I actually going to put on my list?
Well, some of them are timely demises, because, you know, they're 94, 95. You wouldn't call that an untimely demise.
Well, it depends on, you know, if you're family.
If you're
it's always untimely.
Yeah, right.
I think the big whiz upstairs decide what's timely.
Then we're predicting what the big whiz upstairs is thinking.
Good.
Not doing well, I'm not anyway.
This year, so far, right?
Year.
Yeah.
You're not going anytime soon.
No, he's talking about his Deadpool list, not him.
Oh. Yeah, my list.
Yeah, because you're too grumpy to go. People that are ornery like you, they hang around forever. It's like a fart in the mall.
We could be here a long time.
Do you have rules of the Deadpool? Rules of the Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sucks, guys. That's hard. No. Yeah.
That's all we heard.
Then it could be on the show.
We do. We do have rules.
But we don't have a song about it.
No.
And some of us don't believe in the Wiz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, so whatever happy accident in your favor.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
But Craig,
I get that.
Craig's Deadpool list is on our website, and there's like 700 people on this thing this year probably, right?
I have no idea anymore.
So, yeah.
Jerry Brown's like a cockroach, got to be honest. That guy's been around forever.
I know,
out in California. Brown, his dad, and we like him a lot. I think Gavin Newsom.
I like Jerry Brown too, man. I love that because he came out right away saying, you know, Trump, you ain't working here.
He was my hero when I was a kid.
I know. He's been around forever.
You know
I interviewed Jerry Brown in the early 90s. What?
Who did he date?
Jane Fonda.
No.
Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, man. When I saw it, I had a poster of her in my room.
Oh, right? Yeah.
When he was dating her,
Linda
Ronstadt. A couple times. Yeah.
Tube socks and roller skates.
The jean shorts.
Yeah, that's right.
She wore jean shorts too a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was jean shorts.
Yeah.
And when he started dating her, I thought, God, that is a man.
That was cool.
Oh. Or did you have a poster of the fatter Linda Ronstadt?
From the 80s?
Yeah.
No. This was early. This was the cute one where, you know, she had the jean shorts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And he was dating her.
Yeah, he was dating
her. And a voice. What a voice.
Yeah.
See, that's not good for Jerry, though. Most prostate surgery, they detect early now, and you can get it with surgery. If he's got to go to radiation,
renewed.
No, radiation does work. Radiation does work.
Well, it might be those pellets.
It's the pellets. It works.
Yeah, those work. So I don't know.
This was first treated in 2012.
Oh, okay.
I'm familiar with the guy. Yeah.
Yeah. 012. You actually said that?
Yeah, because there is an O before the 12.
That's what you say?
No wonder he's angry. You're pissing him off.
I know. I'm doing this on purpose, too.
I know you are.
Do you have a problem with 012?
No.
Or would you rather I just say 12? And then you'd be confused.
Right. Last century,
and
if it was 9-12.
When I say 012, you are not confused. If I just said 12, you would have been,
you know,
and
what,
I don't want to confuse you.
I would rather be confused than angry.
No, I don't think you would.
I don't think so.
Because I think confusion turns to anger.
I don't believe that for a second.
This is one of my favorite
pieces
ever.
Don't come in here to lie.
I've been here a lot of times. This is one of my favorite segments here. You know?
Greg being pissed?
You know? No.
He's kind of pissy.
Churning his butter's making my day.
I know, it is.
Don't put that on the tape.
My ears did perk up.
Oh, my God.
I did turn around. Wait, like did he say that?
Like a puppy.
That's the best way not to stick to the tape, by the way, is to ask not to stick to the tape.
It is.
journey.
Yeah, sorry. So 012 was
I hope
the
that was clear, Post. Look at that.
Is when he was first treated.
Yeah. You know it was clear yesterday, Mark. You didn't hear this yet.
It was in my mouth.
Yeah, it was in your mouth, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is that about me? Why we've been touring for years. Finally, the secret's out.
Yeah, that was it. I said, where's your opening act?
It was in my mouth.
All right.
Ah, that's where I was. I was doing farm report radios yesterday while you guys were here.
You know what? You got kids? You got kids?
Puss does have a daughter, yes.
Yeah.
Puss has a daughter.
I can't imagine his answer when she says, Daddy, what do you do at work? Seriously, how are you going to answer that
with
a straight
know.
Face and still look in the mirror and say, I'm a good dad?
Yeah. Let me give you an example, honey. Here's what I do.
Do I have a vagina?
There you go. That was a friend of ours who said
Daddy,
that,
and I
clipped that out.
Daddy, why would he say that?
Right. He's curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do ask a lot of dad questions.
You know,
well,
you
yeah, I'm going to stop. No, I'm not going to stop talking, but
no.
I'll tell you what.
You do that butter one. I hope that butter one stuck. like I just said.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Has your son ever seen your act?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got different versions.
Yeah, you do. I mean, he didn't see the dirty act because you're dirty, man. You can be dirty.
I got about five different flavors.
Yeah, I know.
Every joke has five different, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you do the.
He's seen me do the PG show.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, and he
does he know what you're doing though? I mean, five is a weird age.
Is he impressed?
Well, he's nine. So
he's nine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
And yes, five is a weird age, but this one's nine.
I think he was five in 012. But he's
Dick.
He's
good one though. Good one. That
Thank
was
you.
Great.
When you hear Tyler say good one, you scored, man. Because we have rules. But no, he gets it, but that version is gettable.
Got
for,
it.
For a 9-year old, it's basic.
Yeah,
he
I get
really
it.
Likes comedy.
Yeah.
He really likes it.
That's cool.
And he has favorites. He wants to listen to Raw Dog on
Sirius. Oh,
on
he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of that's too...
Pretty hardcore. Yeah.
He's a big Larry the Cable fan.
He loves Larry the Cable
that's
guy.
About his mentality.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He loves
The 9-year-olds love Larry.
His mother is.
Yep.
A fan.
Yeah, right.
Huge fan. Right. Huge fan. But he comes up with his own. Okay, here's the joke that we wrote together.
Right.
I helped him with the wording. Mm-hmm. But his idea was right on point.
Right.
He goes, Dad, are they going to build the wall? And I said,
okay.
I don't know. He goes, is Mexico going to pay for it?
All right.
He goes, because they're asking Mexico. I go, yeah. He goes, well, I know who's going to pay for the tunnels underneath it.
Oh.
I said, who? He goes, drug dealers.
Oh, my God. There
and that was a question and stuff. And I'll tell you what, the next couple of 2 days later,
right.
I saw it on the internet. I heard it from him first, and he doesn't read that stuff.
Yeah, of course he doesn't. No, you're right.
He already had the idea that, so he's an abstract thinker. It's joyful,
yeah.
You know, to listen to him. But he's funny.
He's got El Chapo on speed dial.
Yeah.
I know Grayson. Yeah. He's a smart kid.
Right.
Yeah. Dad, can I talk to you about man stuff?
Yes, you can.
They love that.
Yes, you can.
That's creepy when you're driving across country in a car with him, and you hear him go, Dad, can we? Oh, come on.
Dad, can I talk to you about man stuff? Sorry, I stepped on.
Mark only gets kids for material. Most people have kids because they love them. Mark just needs an extra 10. So.
Well, because
he's got three, right? Yeah.
I do. My Courtney, the 28-year-old, when
she's 28 now.
Yeah, she's getting married in May.
Where she live?
She lives in Southern California, Orange County.
There's another one out there. There's a waitress's kid in there somewhere, right?
In Augusta, Georgia.
Got it. Right.
Hooters waitress.
Yeah, a waitress's kid.
Well, I knew that.
No, I just...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the little Hooters boy.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 18.
All right. You guys still get along?
He and I do.
Yeah, okay, but not the...
Well,
that was a...
She's co-occurring. She's got some stuff going on.
Got it. Surprise.
It's tough for her.
Right.
He's a good kid. He's in college now, so the child support continues.
Do you look like him?
Yeah.
Does he look like you?
He looks a lot like
me. So you know it's yours.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, it always bothers the women that the kids look like Mark.
Oh, okay.
All three of them.
Oh,
look like.
Yeah.
Courtney has my bow legs and the nose.
No, she didn't. I'm not saying that. I didn't say that.
Almighty.
I did not say that.
When she was... When she
Mark's vagina.
You know,
she has Mark's vagina. Technically, that is your vagina.
Yeah.
Do I have a vagina?
Yeah.
When she was four...
She's got Mark's vagina.
When she...
Thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome.
Yeah, eliminated my creepy line.
I did.
She
put him on the rim.
I don't think I needed to be here today.
No, she was 28, right?
She's 28.
I can make fun of her bow legs. She's 28. Yeah.
What is that? Is that the rule here?
No, all not right. at all. I'm just saying. You said she has bow legs like you. I said, oh, you didn't say that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Listen,
and, yeah, you couldn't have said that.
Oh yeah. Do I look that fragile about my kids?
No, no.
No, God Almighty.
She's 28.
Yeah.
I get it.
Right. She when she was four, we were at the movie theater, and there was an empty seat on the end, on the end of the packed, right? And this guy comes down the aisle, and I'm sitting in the first seat next to the empty seat, and Courtney's on the inside, you know, right. She's protected. And the guy's got popcorn and stuff in his arms. Mm-hmm. He's a big guy, and he goes, is someone sitting there? And I said, no. And he goes, okay, he sat down. She goes, Dad, couldn't he see that?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Material. You're right, Curtis. And I ask kids for material,
right? I go, yeah, he meant, she goes, well, then why didn't he say that? Why didn't he say, is that seat taken?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. And I thought, oh, it's the same girl that said, she goes, Daddy, were you paying attention? I go, sorry, I had a long day. She goes, how long was it?
Does this piss off all the women that all your kids have your sense of humor?
It annoys the hell out of them.
Yeah, it does.
That's worth the price of admission.
You know what? Julie, Grayson's mom, she'll look at me once in a while and go, you know, I wish I'd have had a kid with anyone else. Anyone. I don't care if he pays child support. That kid,
Curtis, we never met Julie. Was she?
Julie's great.
She great? Okay.
I like Julie. Yeah. That sounds like something Julie would say.
Did you see them breaking up when he did break up?
I saw. I heard about it. Well, Mark and I are like brothers.
I know. I'm just saying. Did you see it before he saw it?
No, I don't think I did. No, I thought they were doing okay. But he would tell me stuff, and then I would get more. But yeah, it seemed like it went bad pretty quickly.
All right, refresh us again. How many kids? How many different mamas?
Three kids, three different moms.
Okay, 28, 18, and nine.
Yeah. Every 10 years, I make one.
He spreads them out.
Yeah. Every 10 years, I'm about due this weekend.
Yeah, you are due this weekend.
I am.
Don't say that. Somebody's listening.
Yeah,
I'll be
you're
in
right.
Houston.
I got one 28 in Orange County as well. Although I don't know if I exploit her for material. I'm sure I do.
Oh, yeah, you call them fat and lesbians.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Neither one of them
I do.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Because he wants to keep people away.
Right, just to discourage everyone.
Oh, you tell them that's what they...
And neither one of them are heavy, or neither one of them are like women.
Are they cute?
Yeah, they're very cute. Yeah.
Darling.
Wow. Yeah. And they're both with guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Man. And it disappoints me because I raised them to be fat lesbians.
And they like their dad.
Right. And they didn't turn out that way. Somewhere I went wrong.
Yep. Mark Lunghorn with us.
It was in my mouth.
Yeah. Curtis Matthews, funnybonomaha.com tonight.
Dad, can I talk to you about man stuff?
During the break, Mark. During the break. Yeah. Relax.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.